Hi, welcome everyone to the Jesuit Experience Podcast. I'm Ben Epic and I'm with Griffin Tabor. And today we're going to do a little spotlight on me.
Yeah, so I thought it would have been a great idea for people that don't really know Ben, because initially it was my idea and I took it to Ben because Ben and I at the time in junior year took the same sacraments class. We both had Mr. Rodriguez, and I found out that Ben was interested in doing it, and from there I knew this was going to be successful. So, you know, let's kick it off. So, first question for Ben. For anybody that doesn't know Ben, Ben obviously is my co-host on this podcast, but he does a lot of behind the scenes work for what we do. He edits, he helps me come up with ideas, along with just suggesting new information for us ahead of school. For example, student profiles like what we're doing right now, faculty profiles, covering an overall Jesuit student life news. But yeah, I mean, let's kick it off. So first question, Ben, for people that don't know you, what do you do? What extracurriculars, what are you most excited about for the rest of senior year?
Yeah, so I'm on the water polo team, which is a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. It takes up a lot of my time, lots of mornings and afternoons. But I love it. It's really fun. I'm a captain. All the guys are, you know, hardworking, show up to practice. I also am really excited about my service this year. I work at the Holocaust and Human Rights Museum.
That's awesome.
Downtown, where I'm a tour guide. It's a super cool museum. I went when I was in like sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of like redid it, and it's, first time I went through it, I was like, oh my God, this is like super cool. I'm trying to think of things.
You do a lot.
Yeah. Obviously, I do the podcast. Very fun. Super easy to just, like, you know, crank these out and have a lot of fun doing it with Griff.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Funny enough that you mentioned the Holocaust Museum. My social studies teacher at St. John's, for anybody that doesn't know, I went to St. John's Episcopal School from 7th to 8th grade, and Ben went to Good Shepherd before we both arrived at Jesuit. But wanted to ask you this, because my 7th grade social studies teacher, Will Carroll's mom, she used to work at the Pearl Museum, I believe. I could be wrong. But now she's running the, like, Holocaust Museum, like, volunteering programs.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's right or not. But, tell us about your experience so far. I know, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks, but what have you enjoyed? What have you learned? And what do you like about it?
Yeah, I really like just, I think I've had a lot of, I've been really lucky at Jesuit to have a lot of, like, hands-on, like, service experiences, whether it's, like, doing ESL tutoring for refugees.
Awesome.
Or, helping out the homeless. Or one of the things I did last year was, I repaired bikes.
Yeah.
What was it? What's that one called? Spokes for Folks.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so that one, so it was a lot of, like, hands-on,
yeah,
like, doing things, whereas this one's more, like, I guess more, like, big picture, like, kind of helping people. Because the museum's, like, it sounds like it would be a really sad thing. Obviously, like, the Holocaust is a really sad event, but there's, like, the spirit of the museum is more uplifting, and it's, like, kind of showing, like, how all these things happen, like, the dangers in society,
mm-hmm,
that lead to these things happening, and trying to educate people. So, like, it's usually, like, young tour groups that come in, like, school kids, and so we, you know, show them around. And then there's a big theme in the museum of being an upstander, not a bystander.
Mm-hmm,
not just because you're not doing something bad, if you're letting it happen,
yeah,
that's still, but not acting, you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, like, I feel like it's really making a difference in, like, kind of flipping the perspective of a lot of people, because, like, I think a lot of people nowadays have a sort of selfish, not like that's not their fault, it's just how, like, society is, but it's kind of like forcing people to look at their life at a different view. And I think I definitely have been able to, you know, do that a little bit more since I started working there. And so I'm just,
mm-hmm,
I'm really excited about that opportunity.
Who else do you do it with?
Morgan McMillan, David McDaniel, Max Bensing. I know he's doing it because Will Carroll's mom recommended him to do it. Daniel Minster's the site leader, and there's a couple other people. But yeah, it's really,
that's awesome.
It's really fun.
What's really funny is I remember during that, I don't know if you were there, it was like a junior, it was one of like the junior meetings that we had in the spring, and I remember I haven't seen Miss Carroll in a long, long time, and she was like, you know, really recommending me to do it. I want to say it was my second choice for like for senior service.
Yeah.
So for anybody that doesn't know and is, you know, unfamiliar about how service works at Jesuit, your senior year, you have to complete an intensive on the weekends or in the summer before your senior year begins. And on Wednesdays, you pledge and commit to working at an agency.
3 hours a day.
It kind of depends on what hours and where it is. But, yeah, so for me, I tutor kids at this elementary school north of Love Field Airport. It's called, I want to say it's Stephen Foster Elementary, and a group of guys, we tutor kids with the Reading Partners program.
Yeah, I did that sophomore year. It's a really, really cool program.
It's a great program, not because you're helping kids, but you see learning really pay off for these kids, because some of these kids are behind. Some of these kids should be at a second, third, fourth grade reading level, but they're at a kindergarten reading level with phonics, reading comprehension. And I was going to ask Ben a following question, but I remembered something. I mean, for me, specifically with that, it's a great opportunity for me to, you know, get to know my fellow brothers, but I was at that point too. I have a learning difference. It's similar to dyslexia, but it revolves around your speech language processing disorder with phonics and reading comprehension. Mm-hmm. So for me to help mentor and tutor these kids that I see every week, it really means a lot to me. But this service and social justice really are a huge part of what we do here, and I'm very thankful, and I bet Ben is too. I mean, that's a great experience.
Yeah.
What else? Oh yeah. Ben, so water polo. We've had countless discussions about water polo. You know, the time commitment is a lot. You guys are in, you know, really, really good shape. You guys are lifting, correct?
Yeah, we lift twice a week before practice, which is before school, and then we practice again after.
You lift before practice.
So we lift from 6 to 7, uh-huh. Practice 7 to 8, go to school, and then practice again after school.
Oh, my gosh. So wait, I want to know this, because I've had to do this before. When you lift, so you lift obviously before practice. Does it feel weird to, you know, you're lifting up in the Dell, you go right down to the goal and swim and compete? Like, what is the feeling of working at, you know, with weights, and then you go directly into the pool? Like, is that kind of odd? Does it take some time to adjust?
It is kind of odd, but I do just say it is, like, kind of nice if you get, you know, if you get a good workout in the Dell, which is the weight room, you get really warm and, like, sweaty, obviously. So jumping in a cold pool feels really refreshing. Awesome. Also, like, I don't know if you've ever, like, noticed this, but when you're swimming, it, like, if you're sore, it kind of, like, loosens you up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually kind of, like, a good recovery from the workouts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always, like, the danger of, like, overworking. But
yeah.
I feel like I'm so used to that routine now, like, I'm pretty
it's
much...
It's ingrained. Like, it's ingrained in your schedule.
My body just used to it.
And that's... Especially with a heavy extracurricular here at Jesuit, like Ben said, you know, you can get involved in many, many ways. And I think one thing, Ben, tell us, you started water polo what year?
I started right before my sophomore year. So we actually, COVID year, didn't have a water polo team. So we didn't have one because if water polo used to be a spring sport. So they didn't do, we didn't have practice, or they didn't have a team. When we were in eighth grade, because mm-hmm. COVID just started and there was like nothing going on, and then our freshman year they didn't have anyone that wanted to coach it. So then, when the goal got built, the person they hired to do pretty much like maintain the goal, keep it you know, like running and like the pool at the right level, is my coach, and he happens to be like a super qualified water polo coach. Like, he played college water polo, he's coached water polo for like over 20 years.
Wow.
like a college level, like he's an amazing coach. So it's just kind of like convenient that they hired him at the same time. And then right at that same time, one of my friends who plays club water polo was like, hey, we're starting a, because I swam freshman year, and he was like, oh, we're starting a, they started a water polo team, like, you should just, like, come try it out. And it was really tough, but, I mean, I liked the sport. It was, you know, it was something, I think I kind of have, like, a, if I'm bad at something, like, off the bat, I feel like I need to, like, become good at the thing. So I kind of, that kind of, like, drove me to be, like, oh, I want to be, like, the best I can be at this. So I kind of just, I went to, like, every practice for, I want to say, I think my sophomore year, I didn't miss a single, I missed one practice, and that was for an AP exam.
Talk about commitment, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
But then, yeah, I just, you know, work my tail off, try to be the best water polo player I can be.
And, you know, like Ben said, water polo is a, I mean, they built an auditorium our sophomore year, am I right?
Yeah.
Like, going into our sophomore year.
It got finished the, like, April of our freshman year. But no one was swimming in it until the summer.
Right. And I think that's a great opportunity. For anybody interested, you know, please contact Ben by his email. I'll link that in the article. But, yeah, a couple other things, Ben. For people that don't know you, how would you describe, you know, your work? How would you describe, like, if you could give yourself three words to describe yourself, what would it be? If you had to.
That's tough. I'd say, put on the spot like that.
I know. I didn't expect him to come up with this question.
I'd say, like, inquisitive, like, or curious. Uh-huh. I guess that's, like, the same thing, but just, like, I feel like I'm kind of a nerd about stuff, and, like, there's something I'm, like, that interests me, I'm like, oh, I want to learn all about that. Well, when I was little, I read, like, a comic book, I was like, oh, that's cool, and then I could tell you every single story about, I mean, like, The Flash or, like, Spider-Man or whatever, but, it definitely, like, applies to, like, academics. Like, there's a topic that I'm really interested in. Like, I could just go, like, read about that for 2 hours straight and be like, oh, that's a good day. And then I guess, you know, I think everyone has to kind of fight laziness. And I think, you know, everyone fights laziness. But I try to give myself, like a structure to prevent myself from being lazy. I think that's why water polo is really good for me, because mm-hmm. it is such a strict schedule. So I get, you know, yeah, there's times, like today, I didn't want to wake up at 5 a.m. to, you know, wake
Come
up
here.
Before. Yeah, but I made a commitment to do it, so I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I guess just, I think I'm just, like, pretty open to trying new things. Like, I mean, I feel like every time someone asks me if I want to do something, I'm just like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it was, like, freshman retreat leader uh-huh. or, like, Big Brother.
Oh, you did that?
I did, yeah. It was.
How was it?
It was pretty good, yeah. I had a really, really solid group of guys. I was kind of nervous beforehand that they were, like, not going to want to participate. But everyone was, like, participating. And, I was really, really proud of how they were.
I mean, freshman retreat, talk about it a couple of years ago. I definitely remember that feeling. I wouldn't say it was awkward by any means. I think it's a really deep connection with who your leader is. What activities did you guys do? How did it work? I mean, obviously, you know, it was a couple of years ago for us. Like, what was anything new that stood out to you at all?
Most of the activities were, like, from what I remember from ours, were pretty similar. But the one, I guess, like, sort of thing that I feel like we kind of missed out on, it wasn't anyone's fault, just because, you know, COVID policies, was we got to eat lunch together. Like, and then we got to go play, like, Ranger ball or, like, soccer
uh-huh.
as, like, with our groups,
uh-huh.
Which I thought was super cool to kind of get a break from all, like, the deep discussions
Reflection.
And just, like, kind of have fun. And I think that made it really easy the second part of the day to, like, really, really, 'cause that's the part that, like, really opens up.
Right.
So I thought that was, like, the main thing that, like, enhanced the experience for my guys.
Definitely. Like, the plexiglass, I mean, that was around for our freshman year, maybe a quarter of our first semester. I mean, it was, it took a while for that plexiglass to come down. I mean, that freshman sophomore year, we were in and out of our house here. It was chaos, but I'm glad you got to enjoy that. I didn't realize you did it, but you know, same thing with Big Brothers too. I mean, Big Brothers is a great organization. Yeah. That, Mr. Murphy and Mr. Patterson run, that help transition freshmen into, you know, the rest of the semester moving forward. How's your experience been with that? I also do it too, but I just want to hear your perspective about it.
Yeah, I think it's like super cool. I'm kind of bummed out just the way my schedule's worked out. I've had a lot of like off-campus water polo tournaments, and they just happen to fall on the days that we've had Big Brothers, so haven't been to every single meet. I think I missed like two, but I've tried every time I've been here, I've tried to make it. And same thing as freshman retreat. I think it's just really good to kind of, you know, give everyone, even people that like you think are having like have it pretty easy or like adjusting well, like everyone needs a little bit of structure and support. So
absolutely
don't mind sacrificing a little of my time to make sure everyone feels like part of the community.
That's huge. Yeah, I mean, Big Brothers is like what I was mentioning about freshman retreat. It's changed drastically. You know, with the homeroom games, back the slideshow we present every Friday. I mean, it's a lot to take in, because I mean, you got to realize in the perspective of a freshman, you're looking up at a guy that's been here for more than 4 years, almost four. You know.
Yeah, a long time.
A long time, and you know, it's a little intimidating. I mean, you know, you're in the seat of guys that have graduated. It's a little intimidating. You're in an all boys environment, unless you transferred from another Jesuit school across the country. But yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed my homeroom. I mean, we have, it's tell you what, it's new every time I walk in. It's really good to like connect and get to know these freshmen, because you know, and not even six, seven months from now, we're off. I mean, we're on to college, which is a huge, you know, task ahead. But one last thing, Ben, for people that don't know, where are you looking at for college? What do you hope to pursue with degrees and whatnot? What are you thinking?
Well, I really hope I just go somewhere that kind of what I said earlier, like forces me to kind of be the best version of myself, and stay open to try new things. Definitely, I think I'm leaning to an economics major.
Okay.
I took summer economics, and I thought that was a super interesting class, and I even switched my theology to justice economics just to get a little more of that, taste of that before college, see if discern if that's what I want to do. Obviously my top choice of, I mean, I'm wearing my Notre Dame tie and belt. So obviously Notre Dame. Both of my parents and my brother went there. Just spent my whole life rooting for Notre Dame. I hope I get in. I feel like I've worked the hardest I could have to give like the best application to them. So I'm not gonna have any regrets if I don't get in. I did the best I could do, and and I feel like even if I'm not at Notre Dame, any of the other schools I'm applying to, I'm just gonna work to be the best version of myself, and whatever it's meant to be is meant to be. Like,
well said.
Yeah. So,
I mean, just because since we're in that process right now, it's a lot. Applications are a lot for, you know, juniors right now. I'm just warning you, it's a lot of work. I mean, balancing school, extracurricular, sports, plus doing applications. I mean, I try to do my applications on the weekends. It's really, I think it's more of knocking out the short supplemental essays that restrict you from writing more than 500 words. Those essays are, like Ben was telling me recently, that Notre Dame or some school is, like the word limit on one question is like 150 words. And I can't imagine talking about a huge topic like what has been your biggest challenge or what has impacted you the most, and having to like concisely, I mean, concisely, like you got to concisely put
it's like 10 sentences,
maybe. 10 sentences, maybe. I mean, that's a lot to distinguish and identify for someone that's looking at your application to take in. So,
yeah, it's definitely a skill you gotta, you know, kind of get better at. But yeah, also, I think we're got 2 minutes till the bell, so might need to wrap this up kind of soon.
I didn't realize that, but despite that, I just wanted to thank Ben for his time. Obviously, I'm glad we got to, you know, for the viewers to get to know you a little bit more and what you're interested in and what you hope to do in the future.
Yeah.
And just want to thank you for your time.
Thanks for interviewing me. For anyone wondering, I will be interviewing Griffin, giving him the same treatment. But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know, like, who we are. So, you know, if you're listening to us talk, you know, a little bit about us. Yeah, obviously, if you see me or Griffin in the hallway and you need help, just feel free to talk to us. We're always happy to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Likewise, what Ben said, we're always here. I just felt like, on my end, I feel like, you know, we never really got to introduce. We kind of went right in full speed into the podcast. And we just wanted to get to, you know, for people that don't know Ben and I, we just wanted to clarify some things. So we're really thankful for that. But we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining in. Griffin, Ben, signing out.